This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 359 for Thursday, April 21st. I'm Glenn Halleck. Intercontinental Exchange canola futures are mostly higher on Thursday morning in a demand pull market. However, prices are backing away from their overnight highs. The quite volatile May canola contract is down $2.20 at $8.74.10 per ton. The more heavily traded July contract is up $8 at $8.27.10 per ton. And new crop November is up $5.90 at $6.85.20. There's pressure on the immediate May contract as traders look to roll out before it expires. Tight canola supplies continue to underpin old crop values, while dry conditions on the prairies remain supportive of new crop prices. Canola is also getting strong spillover from increases in the Chicago soy complex. There's additional support from gains in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed. Indications are pointing towards more canola being planted in Canada this year than initially anticipated, which is tempering gains. Stats Canada will release its planting projections for 2021 this coming Tuesday morning. After pushing slightly above 80 U.S. cents earlier, the Canadian dollar on Thursday morning is now virtually unchanged at 79.86. Cold weather continues to hamper crops around the world, be it Europe, South America, North America, and elsewhere. In the United States, below normal temperatures in the major growing regions has brought frost to a number of areas. In the weekly export sales report from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, wheat sales for the week ending April 15th are more than 240,000 tons of old crop and nearly 374,000 tons of new crop. Corn export sales exceed 387,000 tons of old crop plus 29,500 tons of new crop. The USDA says soybean export sales are 64,300 tons of old crop and more than 315,000 tons of new crop. Soy meal sales top 124,000 tons of old crop, along with 8,200 tons of new crop. Soy oil is in at 5,700 tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures continue stronger on Thursday morning. The May soybean contract is up 22.5 cents at $15.20 per bushel. May soy oil is up 1.76 cents at 61.95 U.S. cents per pound. May soy meal is up $2.50 at $4.14.80 per hundredweight. Corn futures are stronger on Thursday morning, with the May contract up 13 cents at $6.38 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the May contract up 4 cents at $3.96. Wheat futures are stronger on Thursday morning. Chicago May is up 9 cents at $6.82. Kansas City May is up 11.5 cents at $6.42. And Minneapolis May is up a dime at $6.89. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Thursday morning, April 22nd. For Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.